You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Hello, 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 and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. And my name is Nicole Hines, and as always, I want to thank you for hanging out with me this afternoon. This hour, we're going to have a mix of sorts. I am going to be transitioning into my show called Beats and Eats, and basically I am going to be talking about food and instrumental tracks that I love and events that are happening around town, including on campus. So first off, I want to just talk about the fact that hello sun. I am loving it. I'm going to talk about the sun a few times, but I am definitely excited to see the sun. But before we get into the beautiful sun that we're going to see for the next few days, I do want to talk about what we are going to cover up in this hour here. I am going to be talking about food. I am going to be sharing an easy recipe. I'm going to be talking about some upcoming events, and I am going to be playing some instrumental tracks that I have located on the CJSF Digital Library. And the first thing that I am going to do, though, is I am going to talk about an upcoming event because it's going to be surrounding food. So this is an event that I learned about yesterday at our editorial meeting, and I literally just registered to attend today. It is a community kitchen event organized by the Embark Sustainability Society here at SFU, and the event is called Rooted in Soil, United in Struggle, and it's led by Salma and Samia. So it's going to take place on Wednesday, January 28th, from 5:30 to 9:30 at the Sub Community Kitchen Room 2125 at SFU Burnaby campus. And this community kitchen will bring the shared agrarian struggles between Indonesia and Rwanda. So for context, Indonesia and Rwanda both have predominantly agrarian economies, and that means that most of their economy activity is like centered around agriculture and farming. But food insecurity, displacement, and the exploitation of farmers, along with a bunch of other forms of oppression, happen on a regular basis. So hosts Salma and Samia will guide us in a discussion about this joint struggle to emphasize the importance of building international solidarity towards food justice. We're going to cook, we're going to eat, and we're going to reflect together on how land, food, and collective resistance connect our struggles across borders. So this is what we're going to be making that evening, and this is why I'm so super excited. Okay, so the first dish that we're going to make is called Nasi Uduk and Ayam Goreng. And I apologize if I've butchered it. I hope I have said it correctly. But this is a dish that's made with coconut milk, rice, and fried chicken. So, hey, here for it. And then we're going to make a dish called sombe. And this is a cassava stew with rice. Next. Okay, this is like one of my favorite things to eat. This is one of my favorite things to make. I loved it from a child. I have raised three sons. None of them like it. I cannot believe it. I was so offended. But the dish is called mizuzu, and that is also known as fried plantain. So I am so looking forward to that. I personally have a preference. I love to make a fried plantain when the plantain is super ripe, so that it is more like a sweet kind of energy. It's great for like with desserts. I love it for breakfast. But I don't mind if it's like on the starchy side, because that's great for like savory dishes. And then lastly, we're going to make a drink, and it's called Es Singkau. And this is going to be an iced grass jelly drink. So if your mouth is watering as much as my mouth is watering, and if you're interested in attending this event, I encourage you to register by visiting the events tab on the Embark Sustainability website. And that web URL is www.embarksustainability.org, and then just head over to the events tab and you'll get to see, like, not just this upcoming event but other events that they have going on. Okay, so here's some major tips, right? This event is a first come first serve basis until they reach capacity, so register ASAP if you're interested, and it's encouraged to arrive 10 minutes early on the 28th. The next thing that I'm going to chat about is an event that I mentioned on Intravenous last week. This is a free Black History Month event called Black Brilliance in BC, and it's happening on Friday, February 6th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Surrey City Hall. So this event is going to bring together people from Surrey as well as across Metro Vancouver to celebrate Black talent, leadership, culture, and achievement. Guests can expect inspirational speakers. There's going to be music, there's going to be dance, there's going to be delicious food, and there's going to be an opportunity to actually make real connections. So for entertainment, there's going to be drums by Sunshine Rhythms Steel Band. So a fun fact, I absolutely love the steel band. I love listening to it. I've wanted to learn how to play it for years. Back in the day, my two older sons, the school that they went to in Toronto had a steel pan after school class, and then we moved to Calgary and that wasn't a thing. So I can't wait to, like, number one, see them, and then maybe, like, chat with them. Maybe I can hook up some lessons. And then, aside from that, there's also going to be a performance by Soca Experience Collective. And another fun fact, Soca happens to be one of my favorite genres. I absolutely love Soca music. And I think I'm going to do, even though Soca music tends to have, like, a lot of lyrics, there are some instrumental beats. I might do, like, a Soca instrumental episode, so stay tuned for that. But back to the event. So the event is also going to include three award categories. So the first award is going to be the Rising Star Award for emerging leaders up to age 29. The second is going to be the Trailblazer Award for established leaders age 30 and up. And then the third award that they're going to be giving out that early evening is the Luminary Award, and that is recognizing someone with 15 or more years of impact in their field. So if you're interested in attending this event, head over to dcrs.ca/blackbrilliance. Now, I'm going to get into some music, and I'm going to play a track from back in the day that really got me hooked into, like, instrumental songs, instrumental beats, all the things. And the track is by a group called Art of Noise. I think this song came out in 1985, so I was still a youth, guys. I was a young girl at the time. But I absolutely love this song that I'm about to play. It's called Moments in Love. Now, the version that I'm going to play is, this is a it's a remix. It's a remix version, and we're gonna head over on a little journey here with, like, one of my favorite tracks. So here we go. Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. You're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And that, my friends, was Art of Noise, Moments in Love, the remix version. It was 15 minutes of fun. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, before I get into a recipe that I am going to share, I do want to talk about a Jamaica Hurricane Relief Drive, and that is organized by the Simon Fraser University Students of Caribbean and African Ancestry, alongside the Jamaican Canadian Cultural Association of British Columbia. Now, Hurricane Melissa was one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes on record and the strongest to ever hit Jamaica. It made landfall on October 28th, 2025, near Hope, Westmoreland, Jamaica. And back around that time, I did a tribute show to Jamaica. I am Jamaican Canadian, so I did a tribute show back in October on my open mic show. And even more connected that I am, not just being Jamaican Canadian, but back in 2024, I actually spent some time in the hills of Westmoreland, Jamaica, in a place called Kentucky, Jamaica. And this was an extremely remote part of the island. It would take about a 2-hour walk down the hill to catch a route taxi, which is like a taxi that kind of gets you into the major city center of Savannah Lamar. And I my heart goes out to that community. My heart goes out to the, you know, other parts of Jamaica and just really the entire island itself. So although Hurricane Melissa landed in Jamaica late October, the country is still rebuilding. I have seen videos on TikTok where some residents have yet to receive electricity back, and it's been like, I start seeing like, it's been 64 days without electricity. So there are, you know, a lot of rebuilding still to be had. There are some areas that just got electricity back. So this initiative is really, really helpful for the entire island, and especially those who are still, you know, trying to rebuild. So how can you help? Well, you can stop by the SFU Soca Room 1430, and that's located on the bottom floor of the sub building here at SFU. And you can stop by from January 12th, to the 20th on weekdays between 12:30 and 2 with your donations. I think they might even have like a donation box outside of their room as well. If you're not sure what to donate, I'm going to give you a list to make it super helpful. So, number one, basic school supplies are super, super helpful. Next is cleaning products and sanitizers. After that is bed and bath linens. Toiletries like tissues, toilet paper, wipes, all of that is super helpful. Sanitary napkins, that is huge, very, very helpful. Rain gear, first aid kits, disposable masks and gloves. Flashlights are also super helpful. Sleeping bags and tents, disposable batteries, and then, as you know, what we talk on the show, which is food, canned food and non-perishables is highly, highly encouraged, and so much gratitude if you are able to support in any way. Now I'm going to get into some more music. This time, the list of songs in the set are from the CJSF digital library. I love to scour our digital library for tracks, and I have found a few that I am going to play. So here we go.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
is Bird Note. Let's listen to the words of nature poet Wendell Berry in his poem entitled, The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.